Shalom, shalom, and welcome to the Zophar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and devoted Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, sweetie, and blessings to all, and may you have that true peace that shalom suggests that you have. Please bow your hearts in agreement with our opening prayer.
Abba, Father, we continue to praise you and ask for your blessing on tonight's study. We lift up to your throne the prayer request recently given to us, as well as the petitions of those listening right now, especially for the salvations of our loved ones. For we do know you always hear the prayers of the righteous. We thank you so much for your promise to carry us through all our afflictions, and may this teaching tonight be to your glory as we continue to pray and look forward to the divine peace of Jerusalem while anxiously awaiting your soon trumpet call. Meanwhile, we trust that you are leading our president in order to accomplish your ultimate will. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
And also, Lord, please give divine protection to those who are called by your name, affected by the current East Coast hurricane, and those on the way.
Amen.
Well, on most of our minds, the latest history-making news is the current goal by the deep state elitists to take over America, and their egos are now even more inflated by our willing submissions, as in staying away from each other, not shaking hands or hugging, and to hide our beautiful smiles by mandatory wearing of masks. That is highly debatable as to its effectiveness.
Well, you know, now they're trying to add goggles to our faces.
I know. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't visit our senior aunt in the hospital, recuperating from just a broken leg, and soon coming minimally tested but likely mandatory vaccines. And here's yet another rub, and it's not surprising. Big Pharma, or the Pharmakia, as Revelation chapters 9, 21, and 22 call sorcery.
Or today's terminology, drug pushers.
Well, they are granted total legal immunity for any damage or death that will surely be caused by their unsafe, rushed through coronavirus vaccines.
Yet eventually, everyone will be forced to take the shot.
And you know what? There's more than one. So this means that all the costs of injury, hospitalization, or death are transferred from the vaccine manufacturer to you. They pocket all the revenue while you get stuck with all the medical bills.
And we have no recourse.
Mm-mm, none. Big Pharma, is an evil criminal enterprise. And they don't care how many people die from their vaccines, as long as they cash in on this embellished, planned demic. And in fact, probably prefer that many die to reduce the population, as it is written on the Georgia Guidestones.
And often voiced by Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm. But even worse is the shutting down of America's economy for political gain to hurt the upcoming election for President Trump.
You know, and it might just work.
Well, I am perplexed that Biden is leading in so many polls, even though he has openly stated his goal is to partner with AOC and her squad and to go green, which means, and he has said it, to eventually get rid of all the fossil fuels.
In other words, no more gas and oil.
Right. It's crazy. So this Green New Deal also means no more fracking, and that will also lose many thousands of jobs.
Yeah, well, you know, Biden also stated to implement a massive tax increase.
Mm-hmm. And in comes socialism, where now the Bolshevik Bernie Sanders is doing commercials for Biden. It's just sickening.
You know, eventually they will obliviate the middle class.
And that's very obvious with the shutdowns that really doesn't affect the big businesses. Actually, it helps some, like Amazon, but surely destroys the mom-and-pop shops that we all love in our communities. Also, by raising manufacturing taxes, well, they'll just move out.
And even more people will be unemployed.
Biden wants to fortify the unions, which will raise prices of goods. And, of course, he wants open borders.
And appoint Beto O'Rourke as his weapons czar.
I know, who has already vowed to take away our guns. And the cherry on top is to defund the police. Oh, his more recent words is to redirect their funding. No real law and order, reminding us of what Jesus said in Matthew 24:12.
Lawlessness will abound, and the love of many will grow cold.
And it sure is. Biden is a smoke and mirrors candidate, full of doublespeak. And I hear now, as some expected, that Biden will not debate President Trump, at least not before September 29th. If then, after the mail-in voters could have already voted.
Yeah, apparently 16 states will have already received their mail-in ballots.
It's just wrong.
Ephesians 6.
No doubt, but they need to move up the debates.
Do you want to comment on the possible stimulus package?
Oh, well, that's pretty obvious. The Dems want to add a lot of pork. That doesn't even relate to COVID. It's disgusting. Oh, just keep raising our debt so America will have to go along with the globalist New World Order.
Well, that is written in his book.
I know. And there can't be a one-world leader without a one-world economy and a cashless society that is truly right around the corner.
Amen. Let's switch gears. Will there be a peace plan this year or not?
Honestly, some reports say still a slight chance, but most others say not likely. There's just too much going on with the Trump campaign and COVID.
That is also bad in Israel.
It seems so. I do think it would help his reelection if President Trump could secure his peace deal, if favorable to both sides.
Yeah, key word.
Favorable.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. If the bride does not hear the last Trump this September, then President Trump should be reelected because he's the only one who will then heavily pursue to get the peace plan back on track.
Well, yeah, the Dems would never do it.
That's right. And Daniel 9:27 has to be fulfilled at some point. That's how I see it today.
Well, me as well.
Mm-hmm. Also, Israel's eastern border with Syria and their northern border with Lebanon remains very tense and on high alert.
Hezbollah was caught attempting to cross into Israel last week to plant explosive devices.
Mm-hmm. Hezbollah's leader Nasrallah declared again that the death of his fighter from an Israeli strike in Syria about 2 weeks ago, well, he still has to be avenged. But anyway, the last night the IDF bombed observation posts, collection systems, and anti-aircraft artillery facilities on Syrian Air Force bases, and has further reinforced its border deployment along the coast up to Mount Hermon with advanced firepower.
Isn't Mount Hermon where the fallen angels landed when they rebelled?
Well, according to Enoch, that is correct. The IDF has again warned their enemies that Israel was armed and ready for any scenario.
Wars and rumors of wars.
For sure. And yet another piece of news is that the United States has just acquired 2 Iron Dome defense systems from Israel to be used, they say, at various military battlefield bases. And no more information has been revealed at this time.
Okay, you can send your end time question by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your very detailed message to 440-834-9006. or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are greatly appreciated, which will add you to our mailing list for our monthly newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministry.net, where all the past radio and teaching are archived for your added learning.
Okay, so we are often asked how we know so many details concerning the end time scenario.
Well, let me say that you are a constant student and are learning all the time.
Yes, I do love knowledge, and it really started over 25 years ago when I began studying our first century Hebraic roots, before Constantine came along and married paganism, as outlined in the Church of Pergamum, Revelation 2. I began researching Jesus' Jewishness, you know, what he did and why, and what the early Christians were privy to. You know, some of us older folks, well, we can remember when Christianity was actually called Judeo-Christianity.
Yeah, somehow, through the years, the Judeo was dropped.
Mm-hmm. So, we have concluded that for any Bible student to really excel in the deeper truths of Scripture, especially about the end-time prophecy, one should also comprehend, even if it's just a small amount, of our spiritual heritage.
To connect the dots.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you cannot correctly connect the dots of the end time scenario without this knowledge.
Yeah, most definitely.
And once you understand things like the appointments made by God, not just for his people, but in actuality, all mankind, you are on your way. And soon, you will hunger for more, as it did for me. And is still there.
Well, you know, his feasts are nicely laid out in Leviticus 23.
Amen. Then as well, learn the certain idioms or slogans of their day. You know, their customs, as in the typologies of their marriages, the Sabbath day, their two calendars. And it will open your eyes as to why and how things must be for proper future fulfillment. And that's why we try to integrate it.
To expand our learning.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons God called me into the ministry was to credibly share this knowledge with the body of Christ. And actually, I just fell into the radio.
Quite by accident.
Yeah, well, although we know there are no accidents with Christ, but I absolutely had no prior intentions. So, if you are a new believer and not familiar with the Lord's appointments, you will be amazed when you see that Jesus literally has already kept four of those appointments referred to as the spring feasts with his first coming, and very soon will keep the last three fall appointments as well.
Well, yeah, that's a no-brainer, honey.
Mm-hmm. By the way, hours upon hours of study can be taken right off our website, shofarministries.net.
And the many radio and teaching newsletters are all archived for your added learning.
And they're still free.
Mm-hmm.
Just understanding the phrases commonly spoken and that Paul and the others used when writing their letters, well, it helps tremendously when you're studying.
And also familiarizing oneself with their two calendars.
Yes. And what an adventure you will experience by getting closer to Jesus and just recognizing the seasons. You'll see pictures of learning in that alone. And then adding other typology as you progress.
Here a little, there a little.
Mm-hmm. For instance, Hebraic roots combined with Scripture has taught us the very day Mary was incarnated by the Holy Spirit.
The eighth day of Hanukkah.
Yes. And when John the Baptist was conceived at Pentecost.
And born at Passover.
Yes. And when Jesus was really born.
On the first day of Tabernacles.
Therefore, when he was also circumcised.
The eighth and last day of Tabernacles.
Or Simchat Torah, which is also the last day of the annual reading of the Torah, when they would begin all over again reading another consecutive portion each following Sabbath in the synagogues.
Makes sense, since Jesus is the Word.
I know, right? Then, 40 days after his birth, on the 25th of their calendar month of Bull, he would have been dedicated in the temple.
As we read in Luke 2:22.
Which just happens to be the same month Solomon finished building the first temple.
1 Kings 6:38.
And we can also know that Jesus was likely baptized in the Jordan River on the first day of the 40 days of Teshuvah, which is their time of repentance and introspection into oneself. And that begins on Elul 1.
So that began his 40 days in the wilderness.
Right, till Tishri 10, which just happens to be Yom Kippur. How timely, for in 5 days he would turn 30, the age a male Jew has to be to enter ministry.
Which he immediately did.
Mm-hmm. And then precisely 3.5 years later, he died on Nisan 14, buried on the 15th, and rose from the dead on the 17th, fulfilling each of the free feasts of Passover.
And 50 days after his resurrection, he sent them the Holy Spirit.
Yes, on Sivan 6, fulfilling Pentecost, on the exact anniversary of when the Hebrews received their Torah in Exodus 19. 50 days after they, too, had a spiritual resurrection into a new life from Egyptian slavery. Therefore, having that kind of knowledge, along with James chapter 5, we can assuredly know he's returning in the fall when the season of the harvest comes in.
First calling us up to meet him in the air.
In the fall, when the gates are opened in heaven, Isaiah 26, which just happens to be on the anniversary date of the creation of man, Adam's birthday.
Called Rosh Hashanah or Feast of Trumpets.
Then, a few days later, the tribulation begins on a Yom Kippur, and so therefore, sticking with the Hebrew calendar, it must also end on a Yom Kippur. When the skies open, heaven's gates will be closed, and we return to earth with him.
Revelation 19.
Then 5 days later, after the sheep and goat judgment,
Matthew 25,
the Messianic kingdom will begin on earth with the marriage supper of celebration, and we will forever be his queen to rule and reign with him.
So says Revelation 5:10.
Mm-hmm. So, in 2 weeks, we will begin a series on the fall feasts and the season of repentance just prior to Rosh Hashanah.
So, tell your friends.
And let us be clear, we are not talking about legalism here, or having to observe or follow any of the feasts or the Sabbath. That's not what Understanding Your Roots is all about, because we are free from the law, and the Sabbath is within us now.
Because now every day is a Sabbath.
Therefore, we have no obligation to keep it as they once had to. It is highly suggested that we have fellowship one with another, but that can be any time.
Sabbath is also a picture of the Messianic kingdom.
It is, when we experience the complete rest described in Hebrews 4. With that said, however, you should recognize them for what purpose they were meant to have and share your knowledge with others as part of one's growth. And you will grow. And understanding what they did and why teaches us to grasp typology. An example of what we mean is, we know from Daniel 9 that this prince is a counterfeit Christ who will, in the middle of the tribulation, sit in the temple and declare himself God. But can we surmise, because of typology, what day he will declare that he is their God? Well, on Palm Sunday. Why, you might ask? Because just as the only time Jesus allowed the Jews to hail him as king was on Palm Sunday. Again, Satan is a counterfeiter, so he will pick that day too, in the middle of the tribulation, which is 3.5 years into it. This confirms the tribulation will begin exactly 3.5 years before, in the fall season, on a Tishri 10 or Yom Kippur, which, as I already said, would mean that Jesus, along with us, now called his wife in Revelation 19:7, returns to earth, and that must also, therefore, be on a Yom Kippur, which will be Jesus' fulfillment of that fall feast. It's all there. The dots can be connected with just a little bit of knowledge of Hebraic roots. Okay, so let me summarize by saying again that if you can learn even just a little of your Judeo-Christian heritage, some simple phraseology, his two calendars, and his appointments, we call his feasts, that will be a huge addition to a deeper study of his word, which I can also assure you really pleases the Lord. I also want to caution you again, I can't say it enough, not to get legalistic with this knowledge by going too far and thinking you must be under the law of the Torah, because that observation is not meant for his bride. Rather, to learn about it, to know Jesus more intimately, and then thank him for being that ultimate sacrifice so that we are no longer required to be under the old law, because he came to fulfill every aspect of it. He did it at his first coming, and he's still doing it and will finish in his second coming. So, saints, rejoice in your freedom by obeying his only two laws, and they're both about love. Let me say in his own words from Matthew 22:37-40. He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law which is the Torah, and the prophets." And truthfully, that's what it's always been about. If you know your Old Testament, they say the same. It says the same thing in Deuteronomy 5:5 and Leviticus 19:18. I hope you'll look those two things up. So I just want to say, if you're listening out there and you have never made the biblical Jesus Lord over your life, remember Christ died on the cross for you. He went through hell for you. And he even today stands at the door of your heart and he's knocking. But he won't crash the door down. It's your move. You and I are also beneficiaries of a love story that was written in blood on a wood cross erected in Judea 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. And this is very important. If you even wonder whether you are an in-name-only Christian, talked about Matthew 7:21, who only has a head knowledge of him and not a true heart conviction, no desire to be in his word, you better get on your knees right now. Don't wait another minute. Repent of any sinful strongholds. Then commit or recommit your life to Yeshua. He is the Messiah to anyone who wants him. Remember, God sends no one to hell. You decide yourself where your soul that never dies spends eternity. It really is your call. Don't be foolish. Let me leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Numbers 6:22. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, you're going to prosper in every way. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. So, keep looking up. We pray this is the year. Till next time, Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.